We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. We learned in the Zabraisa that there's Machlokes, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, how much of the animal could you skin? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you only could skin it until it's called Havshata, until the Chaza, just to get out the Imurim, the fats, to bring on the Mizbech. That's it. But you can't do any more than that. According to Rabbanan, you can mafshit the whole thing. You can skin the whole entire animal, even on Shabbos. And the Gemara says two reasons, because maybe it's going to get spoiled, or maybe it shouldn't look like a nevela. And that was machlokes. So the Gemara here is saying, like the tainus, what are the tainus back and forth? So the Gemara says that we had a Kabbalah, we had a Mesaira, that there was a raya from our Mishnah, that the Rabbanan bring a raya from our Mishnah to their Shita. So let's see it inside again. Far lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Chista. What are the Rabbanon answer back to Rav Shmuel, the son of Yechem Ebreika? This is what they tainted. If the halacha is, you can matzel the tick, the case of the Sefer Torah, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, even though there's money inside it, which is a little bit tzairach of a hedyet, you let it save it, in my Sefer, lo nafshish ha-pesach ma'irai. You shouldn't skin the whole animal from the R, which even though maybe I'm gaining from it that my meat, matzah Shabbos, which is Pesach, I'll have my meat already skinned, but the ma'isa, tzarech gevaya also, because it looks better for the gevaya also, or the ma'isa shouldn't get spoiled, it's also bizzle tzarech gevaya. So the question is, so that's what Rabbanan Taina, that from our mishnah some voyer, that you're allowed to take off the, you're allowed to carry out the tick, so even with money in it, so of course you're allowed to be mafshit the Pesach. So Mara says it's not a good taina. That's the Rabbanan's taina. It's not such a good taina. Midami hasam tiltal. Over there, it's only a shiloh of tiltal, the tick. It's shiloh of haitzah, of muksa. It's not a shiloh of any of the rices over there. It's just a shiloh of carrying out muksa. Even if haitzah, it's not really a problem because you're bringing it out to a place that is only maybe awesome with the Rabbanan. Hakam malacha here behind doing hafshata, which is one of the lametes malachas, the skin animal, and you're allowing us to do this even though it's tzarech hedyet. There's no raya from there, so that can't be the pshat in the Gemara. So, but we had a mesayra that they brought up as a raya from our mishnah to the shaila of skinning an animal. So Rav Ashi wants to try a mahalach like this that really retarded pligi. He wants to say that really Rav Shmuel and the Rabban have two machlekes in pligi betilto pligi malacha. One machlekes is like what we have clearly. The shaila is allowed to be mafshit the whole animal or not, only until the chaza, and that we're not bringing a raya from our mishnah to. But there was another machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Chamim. If you can metaltal this piece of meat together with the skin, well, could you metaltal the skin together with the meat? Either way, could you metaltal or not? That was a machlekes. That there are bond hold that you could be metaltal it, and Rabbi Shmuel, you cannot be metaltal it. And there we had the Mesaira that there was a raya from our Mishnah. And Rav Ashi explains like this, if the halacha is, you can metaltal the tick. In my sefer, so you shouldn't be metaltal the or agav the basa. Agav the basa, which is a piece of meat which happens to be muksa, but we're not going to get that, that's a shekel kasha, but that just like here we are allowing to metaltal the tick with the sefer, here also you should allow to metaltal the R, the hide, to go with the basa. And even though, like Rashi explains, the R is muksa, why is the R muksa? Because it's not, you can't use it for anything. Rashi asked that before, in Bemet Haimrim it says that certain type of leathers, even though it's not worked out, you can use it to eat on it, or use it as a tablecloth. So Rashi says that here, this type of R, that's dafka, or behemoth gasa. But this is not a behemoth gasa, not a big animal. There, the skins are not ready to sleep on it, to use it as a tablecloth. So R is muksa. So the Gemara is saying like this, that the Rabban tying to Rav Shmuel, you're saying can't metal to the R, quotes muksa. I'm telling you, if you see you can metal to the tick with the safer, agav the safer, he also can be metal to the R, agav the basa. That was rather Rabbanan's taina, and that's we had a mesayra. We arrived from Mishnah. It's to this shaila of tiltal. So tomorrow, no, that makes no sense either. Mi dami hasam basas davar mutter. Over there by a sefer, the tick is a basas davar mutter. So there's no shaila muksa there because the sefer Torah is davar hamutter. Hacha nasa basas davar asa. Here the piece of meat is a davar ha'asur. You can't, the meat is raw meat right now on Shabbos. You can't cook it on Shabbos. You're not eating until the night, so it's raw meat. So what's a taina? So that's why the R will be muksa, because it's a basa davar ha'asur. El hachikam rile. So it tweaks it a little bit. This was the Rabbanon's taina. Imatzilin tikshal sefer ma'sefer af bishoshvechem ayoyis. If you can metaltal the mantle of a sefer Torah with the sefer Torah, even though there's money there, so you see, you can metaltal even though it's basas to dava muksa, loy tata or like a basa. Here when it's a shikl tzarek kavaya, you shouldn't metaltal the or agav the basa, the skin agav the meat. So the more again, it's not a dimyon. Midami hasam nasas basa dava asa dava mutter. There, the mantle, then tick, is a basis of dava asur, which is the money, and a dava mutter, which is the sefer Torah. So there's some kind of dava mutter over here. Hacha kuli nasi bas dava asur. Here it's all dava asur. So again, what's your raya? El hacha kamrile. He says, the Gemara tries one more attempt at a raya that she mutter to metalta. He says, im evian tick shes brechem mayers va'alma, lahatzvay sefer Torah. If you could bring, the Gemara is assuming like this, that you have a Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom that's in the fire. So you want to bring something to carry Sefer Torah out, so you bring a bag with money in it, and you don't have to shake the money out, and you bring that to save a Sefer Torah. So you see, carrying Muksa, something that's a bus, the tick is a bus of Asa, and you're bringing that to save a Sefer Torah. So you should have been taught to the R, Agav the Basa, because see, you can be taught to a bag, Agav the even though it has money in it. So he also should be talked to the or agav basa. That was the taina of Rabbanon to Rabbi Shmuel. So tomorrow, what if he go from Nolan? How taka do you know that that's true? That he can be talked to the bag with the money in order to save a sefer Torah. How do you know that? You live with the mehecha, the isbei, loy shodilei, asui nami mesaninon. If you can say that just like when there's money already in the tick, you let it carry it out, so you let it bring this bag also. No, what's a raya? Me don't yhasam adhach v'achin afloed leika. There. You don't have to shake out the money because since it's all ready to go, just run out with it. You don't want to let it get burnt. But hacha, you're anyway bringing the bags. While you're bringing the bags, shake it out. Hacha, the hachi, hachi, l'shtinan, throw out the money. So maybe taka, you cannot bring a bag with money. Don't make a riot from that. So the Gemara doesn't have to go back to its first tzad. Basically, let's just chazal over the tzura of the Gemara. What's the seidah Gemara? The Gemara had a machlokes how much hafshata you could do. The Gemara tried to say it's bring a riot from our Mishnah. The Gemara said, no, the Mishnah's not a riot. The Mishnah's talking about the rices. And the brice is talking about the rices of hafshata. And the Mishnah's talking about tiltal. So the Gemara Rav Ashi tried to say that maybe there's two machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel HaChamim, a tiltal machlokes and a hafshata machlokes. And the conversation that will be a riot from our Mishnah is regarding the tiltal. And that, the Gemara says, can't be true either. There's no way to work that out. So Ella Amma Marbar Rav Ashi, Lo'ilam Karim Mekara. There's only one machlokes of Shmuel and Chamim, and the shaila is how much hafshata of the meat could you do? Could you take off the whole meat, the whole skin off the meat, or only tov l'chaza? And we have a mesayra that we brought a raya from our mishnah, that our mishnah says that if you could bring out the tick with money with the sefer, even though it's a little bit tzarech hedyet, so here also you should be able to skin the whole entire animal. But the kasha was, what's the raya from our mishnah? Our mishnah is a shaila of tiltal amuksa, and this is a shaila of hafshata, which is the raisa. So Gemara is going to answer that kasha. Let me give you a makara. The kasha lo hacha tilta hacha malacha, that hasam is tilta, and here's malacha. The case is going to lo kaboyi leila ar. The case over here is that you don't need the skin. You're taking off the skin, you know, to make the meat easy to eat, but you don't need the skin. If you don't need the skin, so then it's not chai, that's not awesome with the raisa. It's not awesome with the raisa, you don't need the skin. What's pshat? So pasha pshat, you will learn as that's malacha she'in tzricha legufa. But Rashi says the reason is because of einei mechavin. You're not mechavin to take off the ar because you don't need it, so therefore it won't be chai. Pray to Gemara, and these Gemara's words sound like Rashi. How can you say that here, when you're taking off the R, taking off the skin, off the meat, it's only with Rabbanon, because in Mechavim, like Rashi says, it's a psik, Moedir of Shem Psik Resha, of Lo Yamos. So that's what Rashi learned, that's a Psik Resha. The only problem is that it's very hard to cause in Mechavim. When you're doing something, That is what you're doing. You're taking off the skin. You can't say in the mechavin. That is what I'm doing. It's just we're saying you don't need it. That's malachos shein tzrich legufa. So the that way of learning, you have to learn the Gemara's kash is. You see that Reider of Shem Psik Reisha, even though every Psik Reisha, Lachar should be malachos shein tzrich legufa. and you still see his maida over there. So the kash is del chayra, it should be usher over here lemaisa, because maida a baibra maida by psik resha. It's a very shvera gemara. All the rishonim mucha exactly what's going on here with this psik resha. The inam mechavim. We're just teaching Rashi, even though it's a little shvera. The Rashi learns it was inam mechavim. The kash is even at mechavim lechayra, it should be usher alts. Psik resha of loyomus, it should be the raisa. And for the Gemara, the Shokoleva Barzi, the case over here is you're taking off the skin piece by piece. And Rashi says, that's the Rabbanon. Rashi says, V'chatichos dakas mafshit, V'choytich, te'in derech hafshot, V'kach, V'lav, V'loch, V'osh, V'osong, V'der Rabbanon. So you're breaking off the pieces, piece by piece of the skin, therefore, V'osong, V'der Rabbanon. And therefore, now the Gemara has a good Raya. Ma, duch by tikka sefer, and say, if you let it carry out the money, even though it's Sarech Hedit, you know, that's for you, the money. But still, since there's a head to take out the sefer, you could take it along. Here also, we're saying that Shvi Mutter to take off the skin. I was saying it's the Raisa. Teretz is here, it was piece by piece, so it's not a deraisa. Ad kan this Gemara. It's taka, a very hard Gemara. That's this Gemara. So the Gemara, right? It says in our Mishnah, Ulahichon Matzilin Oison. Where could you save the sefer Torah to? Now, halacha is, we said that In the fire, it's not so posh you can save everything. And the reason why Chazal says you can't just save everything is because Adam Bala, if someone's busy saving all stuff, he might come to extinguish the fire. Therefore, we said only specific things he could save, and where he could bring it also, the Shaila is. So it says in our Mishnah Machlek is where he could bring it to. So one man said to Mavish, Aina Mafulish, and Bemeser said to Mafulish. Now, what exactly is these two type of Mavish? So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Hechidam mafulish. What's example of mafulish? Hechidam is she'ena mafulish. What's example of ena mafulish? I'm Rav Chista. Shalosh mechitzis. If something has three walls, v'shnei lechiyayim, zehu mavi she'ena mafulish. That's a mavi she'ena mafulish. Because there, it has ala milus. The mavi has three mechitzis, and if kuliyam put two lechis there, that makes the three mechitzis, the three walls, at kosher ladder carry in there, because you have two lechis, that's like another wall. And he made an Eir of Chatzeris and Shtufim of Vayis. He did everything you have to do. That's a Mavi She'ena Mefulish. And a Mavi Mefulish, or a Cheshov, is a Mavi Mefulish. Gim Lechitzis V'lechi Echo is a Mavi Mefulish. And if only has one Lechi, that's a Mavi Mefulish. Ah, you can tell him if it has one Lechi, it's also perfect. No, but Tavai Alibu Darbaliyaza. We're going to Darbaliyaza, who holds that you need two Lechis, the Tanan. Where do we find this? We have a Mishnah Erevin. It says, Hechsher Mavi, how do you make a Mavi kosher? A Mavi is basically an alleyway that you have, the houses are open to a little courtyard, and the courtyards are open to this little dead-end street. And it's called a Mavi. So a Mavi has three walls, because it's a dead-end, and it's basically a Shishi Yachid. But you need a Lechi in the front to show that it's a Shishi Yachid. So how do you make a Mavi kosher? V'shamem Lechi v'kairi. You need a Lechi, which is a post, a vertical post, and kairi is a horizontal post. One is enough. Either a vertical post or a horizontal post. By the open door. Rav Eliezer, you need two vertical posts. So we're going according to Rav Eliezer, who needs really usually two. So Rav Eliezer says, especially kula, when it comes to a fire, you can bring a sefer Torah to a mavi with one lechi. But according to Rabbanon, in the Mishnah, you have no heter. You have to bring it out to a full-fledged kosher mavi. Omale Rabbah, so Rabbah has two questions on this pshat. Omale Rabbah, Gimel Chitzis V'lechi Echad Mefulosh Karizlei. We're saying, but Mesiris says he's matter by Mefulosh. Mefulosh means it goes through and through. So you're telling me it has three walls and one lechi. That's called Mefulosh? That's not called Mefulosh. It's like it has four walls. There's three walls with a lechi. It's not called Mefulosh. That's number one. You can't call that Mefulosh. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, the next Mishnah says that Oichle Mamashkin, you can't bring out Mavi. You only can bring it to a chotzum or reves. So, why is it? It's mashma. This is like not good enough. What do you mean? This is perfect. If we're talking about three mechitzas with two lechis, so then what could be wrong with this? Well, the rabbanon not so say oichle mashkin. She even bring oichle mashkin. It's mashma. Next mishnah, the oichle mashkin go dafka to chotzum or reves. The mishnah actually is a little later on. That it's mashma oichle mashkin. You only can bring it to a chotzum or reves, and not this. What do you mean? This is everything. This has three walls, two lechis, and an air of everything's good. So Rav doesn't like the pshat. So Rav says the pshat's a little different. Elam Rav. Shtei mechitzos, if the Mavi has two walls, with shnei lechiyim and two lechis on each side, because there's always two walls, so it has two open ends. Put a lechi in each end, zeh mavish einam folosh. That's mavish einam folosh. And that will be good for your rabbanim. Shtei mechitzes for lechi echad, zeh mavish folosh. Two mechitzes and one lechi, that's a mavish einam folosh. Now, who holds it's good with two mechitzes? Anyone holds that sufficient yachad with two mechitzes? Yeah, but Tavar Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Both go according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Thailand, the Abraisa. Yes, I can Rabbi Yehuda. Mishas are shnei batim and shnei tzidr shishrabim. Someone has two houses and two sides of shishrabim. Ois a lechi mekan, a lechi mekan, a kerim mekan, a kerim mekan. You put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side, a kerim on this side and a kerim on the other side, and a nice nice vamsa, you carry in the middle. So Zok Rabba, El Mishas are going according to Rabbi Yehuda that really, if you have two mechitzes and two lechis, means one lechi on each side, or one kerim on each side, it's enough to carry in it. So here the Rabbanan said the cases you have here, a full-fledged good mavi according to Rabbi Yehuda. You have two mechitzes and two lechis. And Ben Bezeri says, no, one is enough. So it's good why it's called a foolish, because the ma'isa, it goes through and through, and you only have one lechi, so it's good why it's called a foolish. Rabbanan said, even foolish, it's good. Amr Loi, it says that Mishnah, by the way, Ema Arav Mishra Mekach. The Rabbanan don't like this thing with two mechitzes, because Mishra walk right through, and you can't, two mechitzes is not enough. But Kapan Fir Rabbi Yehuda, two mechitzes is enough with two lechis, and here, the case of the Chachamah says it's good, they let it carry out with two lechis. And Ben Meseris is up a foolish, it's one lechi. Amr Abaya, so Abaya tells Rabba, no. Lidach Nami, your second kasha is shver for you also. Lidach Nami, the Rabbanan hold that you need it's mavi v'enam folosh, which means two mechitzes and two lechis. So fear of Yehuda, that's mamish A plus. So if that's A plus, so why can't you carry also oichel mashkin inside it? I'm like, by the way, doch nam the rabbanon not so soicha oichel mashkin. You should be able to carry oichel mashkin with it. It's mashma that this mavi is one step down and only safe tari can brought out. Now oichel mashkin, what's one step down about this? Talk to Gemara, Elamar of Ashi, the final pshat is like this. We're going about that according to Rabbi Eliezer. That needs three mechitzes and two lechis. And here, we're going to say like this. Sholish mechitzes v'lechi echad, one lechi zeh mavi she'enem afolish. That's the case of Rabbanon. Rabbanon and Taka are going one step down. We're going to Eliezer, we really need two lechis. Here we're allowed to have three mechitzes and one lechi. Gimel mechitzes v'loi lechi, and three mechitzes v'ani lechi zeh mavi afolish. That's what Ben Beseira allows. Even with any lechis. Now you know why it's called afolish, because no lechi whatsoever. V'afil Rabbi Eliezer d'ama bina lechiyayim, hani mi lo'ich lo'mashkin. The only time you need two lechi and oich lamashkin, but the sefer Torah bechad lechi sagi. If the sefer Torah one lechi would be enough, so it comes out that if you're Rabbanon, he's saying one lechi is enough. So we have machlekes here. The Rabbanon and Beseira, one lechi or zero lechi is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the shaila is, we don't pass on Eliezer. We pass on that if you have three mechitzes and one lechi, it's good. So it comes out, lefi us, lemaisa, what type of kula do you see in the Mishnah? So the Mepharshim speak out that it would come out maybe the shtickel kula, because the kwayo is that's the Mishnah, that obviously there's no Erev there. It's called Erev Chatzeris, so stufim advice. So you take a challah and everyone chips into it. You can't have it because our Mishnah is going to Eliezer and you don't have the two lechis. So it's not perfect, so you can't do Erev Chatzeris. So even if we ask that we hold one lechis is enough, there's talking about a case, there's no Erev. And that is the Rabbanon over here. That makes it 8 minus is because it's missing the Erev. And if you look at the first Mishnah called Kisvei, Rashi says, Matzil no yisek tana kamal lamavi she'en mefulish, and v'tircha ba'am hu hu d'shari ba, v'chesaren Erev. There's no Erev. That's Rashi got it from this Cheshbin. That's why Rashi on the Mishnah on the middle of the game said there's no Erev.